After a quiet start to 2026, bird flu has become very active in Idaho over the past couple of months. USDA confirmed recently that 19 cows have tested positive for H5N1 in the Gem State this year, with many of those cases coming in the last month or so. I recently sat down with Dr. Scott Libesley, Idaho State veterinarian, to learn what the latest is when it comes to highly pathogenic avian influenza in the state.
So the current status of bird flu in Idaho is we are surging with cases in dairies. So we're up to 38 affected dairies that we've identified the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus on. So those dairies are mostly in the Magic Valley, but we do have a few scattered dairies in eastern Idaho and then in the Treasure Valley. The standard protocol that we've been using for the last 2 years to manage these dairies still remains the same. So the lactating cattle are restricted from moving off the property unless they're going direct to slaughter. If the animals are not lactating, they aren't under any movement restrictions. And the reason that's significant is the virus is only detectable repeatedly in milk. So if the animal is not lactating, the ability to detect whether an animal is infected or not is extremely limited. And even after 2 years of managing this virus, there still are many unknowns that contribute to whether we can definitively identify a source of transmission of the virus. So Idaho currently is the only state experiencing the spread of bird flu in dairies. The winter was a bad season for poultry, though. The Midwest especially got hit pretty hard. Indiana, Ohio, Minnesota. The poultry industry continues to seasonally be affected by bird flu. And the notable difference between those two industries is dairy cattle will experience symptoms. In most cases in Idaho, the affected dairies aren't showing any symptoms. And, you know, there's a level of immunity that the cattle have attained because we've had virus circulating in Idaho for 2 years now. And so it's difficult to see often. There's no change in production and there's no change in feed intake, and yet they're still shedding virus into the bulk tank. Now, conversely, you know, once the dairy cows are shedding virus, they will stop shedding the virus. They'll recover and they'll go on to have a relatively normal, you know, existence as a dairy animal. The poultry industry, unfortunately, this is a fatal virus, and they have to be depopulated. These houses, these large poultry facilities have to be humanely euthanized, cleaned and disinfected, and then repopulated. So the poultry industry still is suffering from this. So when you say, Glenn, I would probably clarify that it's kind of gone a little bit quiet, partially because New World screwworm is kind of taking a lot of the air out of the room. We're waiting to see if those cases in Mexico are going to migrate into the southern border. And there has not been a lot of excitement about bird flu in dairy cattle at all, because we had not seen very many new detections. But it is still out there. And I know California they have not identified any new cases, but they're still detecting some virus on some of these larger herds that are chronically shedding it. And Idaho has been experiencing that as well. So the fact that you haven't been hearing much about it doesn't mean that it's gone away. It's still been around. And now, for whatever reason, we are seeing a surge in dairies in Idaho that are identifying as having the virus.
So Dr. Libesley, what's your message to not only dairy producers, but dairy workers, the general population, when it comes to HPAI?
So the first concern always is human safety, food safety. So all of the producers are advised that you have a virus in your herd that potentially could be spread to humans. Now, let me just clarify that there have been very, very few cases of human bird flu. And that's over many years of dealing with this in poultry, the last 2 years of dealing with it in dairy. So those numbers are extremely low. And typically the symptoms that we've seen with humans are, mild flu-like symptoms, maybe some conjunctivitis. And so there has not been a significant report of humans affected by by bird flu in the United States. Now, that being said, we still advise the dairy producers, when they are identified as their herd being positive for the virus, to speak with public health and put in any types of precautions that public health recommends would be good to help further prevent the spread of the virus to their workers. Regards to food safety, milk that's going for pasteurization completely eliminates the virus. There's no chance of spreading bird flu to a consumer that buys pasteurized milk from the grocery store. So that, in that regard, I think there's not a lot of change either. The meat, you know, these animals are still processed for meat, and meat has not, we've not been able to detect viral loads in any of the carcasses that have been slaughtered that are coming from any affected dairies either. So where we're currently standing is, you know, a disease that it's very real, and the virus is, it's a legitimate virus, but it's not affecting dairies in any significant capacity where production is largely impacted, feed intake. And so it's a balancing act that we have. So we don't want any additional dairies to get this virus. We don't, certainly don't want to spread it to any other states. There's still 30 states in the U.S. that have never gotten this virus on a single dairy herd. So I don't want them to get it. And so when we put these quarantine restrictions on the dairy cattle, they can't move across state lines. They can't even move. You can't even sell them to another dairy within the state. You have to stay on site until after testing their milk repeatedly, we can't detect any virus in the bulk tank. So I think there's a practical approach to be had here while still keeping in mind our primary mission is to maintain food safety, human safety, and, you know, I think a lot of this is going to depend upon what direction the U.S. Department of Agriculture goes, because one of the tools that has been absent from our toolbox is a vaccine. So whether you're developing a vaccine for dairy cattle to prevent symptoms like any other vaccine would, or whether you're developing a vaccine for poultry, you know, without that additional tool, it makes it very challenging to prevent ongoing spread of this virus. So biosecurity is extremely helpful. Limiting movements, knowing what animals are being moved where and when and why, and making good thoughtful decisions on where you're procuring your livestock for, those are all extremely helpful. But the other tool is proper vaccination. And currently there is no vaccine available for use in either poultry or dairy cattle to prevent bird flu. So I think we are going to struggle, and it may ebb and flow seasonally, but I think we are going to struggle until we have an additional tool to help combat this. I do always want to emphasize, Glenn, it's important. I don't want to scare anyone by when they hear bird flu. It got a lot of press, and you know, the food safety issue for consumption of meat or consumption of pasteurized milk, there is minimal to no risk associated with that. So pasteurized products, the pasteurization process kills the virus, and we have not been able to identify a virus in the meat of these beef cattle, of these cattle that are being slaughtered for beef. And so I just want to assure the listeners that that aspect should not be a significant concern to the general public. You know, the biggest concern is trying to prevent this virus from being spread from one livestock operation to the next. And the biggest risk really is if a poultry facility is adjacent to a dairy. And Idaho does not have very many of those. Our poultry industry is not sizable enough, or they're not usually located in proximity to a dairy. But other states like California, Colorado, Minnesota, there's lots of poultry and lots of dairies. And so that is going to be a continued risk. And so I think the industries are wanting to try to develop additional solutions, but there are still challenges. And so I would just say, you know, food supply chain is doing extremely well. The food safety issue continues to not be a significant concern if food is purchased through the proper channels. Same with dairy products. So that's all. I think in general, I don't think this disease is going away. I think it's going to be, while we haven't officially declared it endemic, the fact that it is maintained in reservoirs of migratory waterfowl, puts us in a position that is almost impossible to eradicate. If it's in migratory wild birds, how are we supposed to get our hands on all of those animals to either vaccinate or eradicate the disease? We don't have a vaccine, and you know, trying to chase down any wild animal, let alone millions that may shed the virus while not showing symptoms, is a very challenging situation. So I think the mindset for Idaho is we are managing the disease to the best of our ability, where we are limiting the risk to our workers. We are minimizing the risk to the consumers through purchasing food and dairy products through the proper channels. And then I think it's just doing the best we can with the situation that we're dealt, which is a virus that is not going to leave our wildlife reservoirs anytime soon.
Once again, Idaho State Veterinarian, Dr. Scott Leibsley.